Are you ready?
I am ready to sweat on you. Hey everybody, this is Miles with staticradio.com.
Well, that was probably, why don't you just keep your dad on the phone? We could have had to talk to him. Oy vey!
My dad just called a few minutes ago while I was kind of chit-chatting with Bob, and Bob, you know, was being an ass, of course.
I was trying to get your dog to bark.
My dad, what you don't know is my dad likes to keep conversations like super short on the phone. You know, he doesn't... Yeah. Like, you're never quite, you don't know if the conversation's done because he doesn't typically say goodbye.
He just hangs up on you?
Yeah.
Well, I could see that.
Or you, if you're lucky, you get the word okay.
Okay. Ring, click.
Yeah. I mean, you might go, like, oh, by the way, you know, my wife and I are having some problems, you know, the bedroom or something. And he's hung up, you know, he's like totally hung up. You're like, oh, okay, man.
You got any more of that Viagra I gave you last time you visited? I need it back.
He actually does keep like what, like a punch pack with him.
Oh, just in case.
And he's got like the empty dates like numbered, like dated, like. When they were punched out.
Yeah,
and,
I got my emergency pack here. I got a 3-pack of condoms.
He has whipped that out more than once.
I've got my Viagra.
To my niece. Yeah, he showed actually.
I have got some cologne. You know, like a moist towelette cologne, yes.
Chocolates. Nylons.
Chocolates, that's right, nylons.
From the wall.
That's right.
Hey, Joe.
That's right. And a dental dam. I never use it. It's for her.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's your dad. I'm just saying.
You wanted me to put him on the show. It'd be like the shortest interview ever.
I'm not talking to you. You're an asshole.
No, he'd be like, well, the weather up here is nice. Your mom's, you know, doing okay, I suppose. I'm doing okay, and we'll talk to you later.
There you go. That sounds good.
That would be the interview with my dad. I mean, God bless him, but, I mean, that would be the brief.
Well, your dad called you. My dad never calls me. I call him, and then he goes, oh, no, never. My dad never calls.
Why?
I got nothing to say. I call and he goes, hey, how's it going? We talk for like 2 minutes and he goes, you want to talk to your mom? Sure.
I wanted to be in Little League and I had to go deliver chips with you.
Yeah. I love delivering chips. Are you kidding me? I loved it. It was a lot of fun. I usually got free product and a soda pop. Plus I usually got to eat lunch at someplace cool.
This is a hooker I like to use, but don't tell your mom.
Don't tell your mom. No, I got to eat at the cool bars and everything. So,
Charlene, show my son your boobies. He don't believe me.
Desiree.
Show me them.
Yeah, there you go.
Ever hear of barbells? Check these out.
There you go.
Hey, $5. Get pay up.
There you go. No, we went to all the cool places, I'm telling you.
Told me. You got all this free pop and
free lunch.
Pig's ears or whatever the hell you guys eat in Decatur. I don't know.
I don't remember pig's ears.
Pickled
pig's feet. Yeah, my grandmother loved pickled pig's feet.
Boiled eggs or whatever you eat down there. I don't know.
Yeah, a big old jar of pickled pig's feet.
Want some beer nuts? Come here.
Oh, we had the beer nuts. Oh, yeah. I don't really like beer nuts that much, though, personally. They're all right. You ever had beer nuts?
No.
They're salty sweet. They're kind of like kettle corn, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
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 So.
Oh, wow.
So, I got my hair cut. Want to hear about that?
Yo, know, we were just laughing about this weekend, me and my kids. That's funny. Okay.
What's that? About my haircut?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, he hasn't had a haircut story in a while. You know what's coming up, Dad. Like,
you know what's coming up. It's right. So
Well, let's just go with it. Just go with it. Act like it's
all right. I skipped the last haircut story. I decided not to do it, but this time I'm going to do it.
I'm going to cut like twice a year, I think.
I don't like to get my hair cut. It's a bad experience.
It's like pruning a dead tree.
Well, there's parts of that that are true, yeah.
Christ. They must give you a discount. Like, well, we feel bad, man.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know, for you, the shave is more than a haircut because you got such a huge face.
I got a really hairy neck and back, too. I have to do that a little bit, too.
Yeah. Just to make a transition. No, I was at, I got the haircut the other day. My wife's like, let's, you know, I've been saying I probably need to get a haircut. And so she, it's like, you know, the dog going to the vet. She gets me in the car and then she says, hey, we're going to go get a haircut. And so we get there because I always say I need a haircut, but I never want to go get a haircut. You know what I'm saying? So we get there and like we're the only two people there and like a Sunday afternoon and I was surprised and we had these two ladies that were gonna cut hair who were working. One was like super cheery. She was kind of like Edie McClurg or something but younger. Oh, how you doing, you know?
Thanks for having me.
And then we had this other lady who was like the deaf mute or something. She didn't say like two words. And that was the person who cut my hair. And normally, I get these, like, you know, Helgas that just, like, grab my head and, like, twist me around, you know, are touching me a lot on the head, you know.
You like it rough, don't you?
Yeah, which I don't like getting my hair cut, so I don't like any of it, but. So, you know, that part happens. This lady was the exact opposite. She was so timid. It's like she would snip some of my hair. I couldn't see her. A lot of times I just keep my eyes closed during this whole process. But it's like she cuts my hair, cuts some hair off, and then looks over at the lady next to her who's cutting my wife's hair to get approval. And it took forever. To cut my hair is like, oh my god, this is like more torturous than getting manhandled with, you know, these big hands. Oh my
first
god.
First time ever I cut your hair.
It was like, and then it was like torture. I was like, when's she gonna like cut the next lock of hair? You know what I mean?
There's not that many locks to cut.
Well, on the sides, it's much more than the top. But
like you got alopecia or something.
Yeah, I got some alopecia.
Yeah.
But anyway,
your pubes.
What's that?
On your pubes.
On my pubes. So, it just took forever. My wife got all done with hers, you know. We're waiting, and I'm like, you know, oh, come on, hurry up. This is killing me. So I'm like. My wife was noticed it as well. She thought that lady was new. You got the new one, you know. I'm like, fuck.
Excuse me, Susan. Does this look okay?
Yeah, that's what they said. So
you're doing great, Carol. Just keep going.
All right.
Chop and hack at that shit. So yeah,
fat fucker, he'll wait for you. Don't worry about it. He ain't going nowhere.
I think I'd rather have that Bosnian lady that really, like, you know, basically twisted my neck until the chair turned, you know.
Yes. So,
yeah, Boris and Natasha, you know, Natasha.
Right.
Moose and Squirrel. So, yeah, that was my recent haircut experience, which was slightly more traumatizing than usual because it took so long. It was almost like she was sneaking up on me each time.
Right.
Yeah, I just had to shut my eyes and just not, you know, think about a nice place. What was that? There was some movie, they said, what do you do during sex, you know, or something like that. And it was like some kind of old movie from like the 40s or something. The movie wasn't from the 40s, it was set then. Just lay back and think about the queen or something like that. So,
Yeah, I don't know if I saw that one or not.
And I'm pretty sure that Thorny Bush went to see that one with you. So.
Excuse me. Yes, yes, Miles Jr.
I would recommend getting down.
Why?
It's getting very bad out.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, oh, is it raining or something?
Close the windows in there, will you? In that room in there.
You're closer. Go ahead and close those windows. You're closer.
Yeah. I'm parenting from the chair. No, all of a sudden, as you were talking, like all of a sudden, this big windstorm just suddenly just.
Yeah. Came up. Oh, that's nice.
Also, there was a tornado watch earlier, so.
Mom. Yeah.
Well, if there's a tornado, you know, you gotta get that door sucker too. On. Get that camera ready, for Christ's sake. Get it charged up.
Yeah. That's close. Start closing the windows in the kitchen.
So, big storm brewing, huh?
Yeah, I'm sorry, yes. And then suddenly this wind's come out of nowhere. It's just really spooky.
it's kind of like my haircut.
I know. Out of
nowhere, yes.
It's strong and it's cool and it's...
So, real quick story here. I come home from work the other day and my wife's making dinner and I'm look on the counter. And I go, what's that? She's like, oh. She goes, what? I go, that thing that says Cox.com. Why do you have a thing printed out that says Cox.com?
Your wife's printed out something called Cox.com.
The big letters on the top of it, Cox.com. I'm like, what are you doing in here?
Wow.
And she goes, oh, that's Cooks. She'd spilled something on it. It looked like it said Cox.
Cox.
I swear, it looked just
funny.
Like
I don't know what we're gonna have to eat.
Yeah, I don't know what we're having, but I don't think I want any. Yeah, it looked like it said Cox.com. Yeah. I confused the hell out of her.
Nice.
That's funny though, because she spilled something to make it like transparent on that piece of the part of the paper, you know?
Right.
It was Cooks. O O K.
Oh, yes.
S.com. Yes, not C. C O C.
Yeah, you're not. Yes, you were not enjoying Cox. You were.
Yeah. All right. Well, you never know. You work. Everybody's home in the summer, so who knows what goes on.
I don't know. They might be in my Cox.
Yeah, evidently. So what's going on with you?
So besides this
storm,
sudden storm, which is like freaking everyone out. I was like. Like, there's cats freaked out, there's dogs freaked out, there's people. I show me the radar now.
Is it time for your shower? You need to go outside and get...
Yeah, and I go outside, like, these 50-mile-per-hour winds have just whipped up out of nowhere. It's just really weird, man.
That's fun. I can hear something.
Yeah.
Yeah, well. So I went to Trek Fest. I better get this out before I'm...
Oh, that's right. Trek Fest again. Wow. With the Trek Fest.
And Trek Fest is like getting your hair cut, I guess. You know, it happens every year, but...
Well, you don't dread it, though, do you?
I don't dread it. No, I enjoy going there, and...
I enjoyed the Red Shirt Manny pictures. Very inspired.
Yes, that was my idea. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sure it wasn't.
Yeah, actually it was.
Oh, I'm surprised. I figured one of your kids or your wife or something.
I actually came up with that.
Okay.
They bring Flat Manny with me, a little paper doll, and my wife said, isn't it cute? Now he has little clothes you can put on him.
Yeah, and now he can play dress up.
He can play dress up in his little cute clothes, so there you go.
That's right. He's not like a baby Joey doll, is he? Does he anatomically correct?
He's I'm a time.
That wasn't me. That was the storm cutting out the audio. Sorry.
Shaka Khan. Look at
Rocky Shaka Khan.
Oh, my God.
Anatomically correct.
And, it was pretty much, if you've seen the parade once, you pretty much have seen it, and,
Well, except whenever there's, you know, Walter Koenig, and,
There was no Walter Koenig.
George Takei, and the Shawn Nichols.
They had, minor, actors in it.
At this point, I think you almost qualify as a minor celebrity for Trek Fest.
So. I could pretty much be. Yeah, there was one lady, weird-looking girl walking around. They had like a press pass on, but she was like very weird-looking.
Oh, you didn't talk to her?
No, I didn't. She looked like kind of like a Swiss Miss character, but like with like a jacked up face. You know, it's like, you know.
Jacked up face.
Yeah.
It's Swiss Meth Miss.
Yeah, she had like looked like a horse face, you know. Just
oh,
like,
geez. So bad, bad been Sarah Jessica Parker. You never.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, and
she could have been covering Truck Fest for E.
And I was that. couple of interesting things there. My, you know, I went alone last year. No one would go, and this year, you know, my kids are like inviting all their friends. Like, we're gonna go, we're gonna go.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone backed out on me, and yes, Miles Jr.
Sorry to interrupt again. Is your internet out?
No.
Okay, ours is. So.
Okay.
Well, we're still going. Hey, we're hey.
So, the parade just gets started, right? Just gets started. It's coming from left to right, right?
Uh-huh.
So everyone's looking left, you know, seeing kind of anxiously awaiting what's next. You're like, oh, clowns, horses, and
right, band.
And I'm in I'm sitting on lawn chairs in between my two teenage boys, and they're both kind of wise ass kids, so you never know when they're telling you the truth, you know. So, and one of the maybe Bo Seep is the more quiet of the two, I suppose. He's like, school bus. And I'm looking down the street, and I can see, like, you know, cop cars and tractors. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And I didn't really look at him. He goes, school bus. I go, this kid is high, because I don't know what the F he's talking about. And about the third time he says it, I look to my right, and going the wrong way.
In the parade?
On the parade is some school bus. Like someone forgot to shut off the traffic on the highway.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, there's like a full school bus trying to like go run down the parade. Like, holy Christ.
Oh my gosh.
Terrorist one. Holy Christ. What the God dang, man. I was waiting for the Joker to pop out or something. Like, man,
Mr. what
the
Wallace, what are you doing?
I'm so serious.
I'm gonna deliver these kids.
Oh my gosh. So now, like, I'm looking both ways, you know, I'm trying not to miss anything. I don't know what's going to happen. Like,
what's going to be next?
So I'm looking now, I start looking to the right more just to make sure there's nothing weird going on. And right about this time, and I didn't get to see, all I saw that was back under this, like, a nice looking blonde with a very tight blue crewman's uniform and, like, the black leg stockings. And,
oh, there you go.
Walk right past me like, holy cow.
Dun, 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 dun,
dun, yeah, dun, dun, I would say I saw the front of that. I didn't get to see
it.
Like, holy cow.
You keep saying you got something for me.
Dun, da, 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 da. And, you know, so it got, you know, so the parade got over, and the baby Bo Cephas, he bails on us. He goes, I'm going into the car. I'm going to get in the AC. And,
did he run your battery down again?
No. He no, he knew it. No, this is actually the good car. So
oh, okay.
And so, you know, little Miles and me, we walk around for a while.
Yeah.
And, you know, they try to sell, you know, different, you know, Star Trek books and models. And
right, yeah.
Stuff like that, and we're getting ready to leave, and I see there's kind of like this, it's someone has welded a bunch of like the silhouette of the Enterprise.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And they welded it onto like a 3-foot wire, like one of those things you put in your, garden, you know?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You stick the rod in the ground, and you know, all but right. It's like Enterprise, you know, it's sure. Flat. It's okay. Like, silhouette, you know, the profile of the Enterprise.
Right, silhouette. Yeah, gotcha, the silhouette.
But, it's welded so that when you put it in the ground, the Enterprise is actually upside down.
All right.
And, like, all of them are welded this way.
Well, so it's the shadow. He wants the shadow to be cast or something?
The shadow would be upside down too.
I guess it would be.
So these are all, in my opinion, these are all upside down.
Gotcha. Unless you had like a pinhole that you were looking through.
I don't. Yeah. Right. there's some older women manning this booth, and Miles, you know, Junior has, you know, become the master. The student has become the master.
Right.
Because he saw I was interested in these, and he goes, "Hey, you know what? Why don't we get a discount? Because these are you know, upside down.
Yeah.
And the ladies are like, "Oh, we don't think so." And I hold one up, and she's like, "Oh, well, let me check with Effie. You know, let me go check."
Okay.
So she talks to somebody. She comes back. She goes, "Ah, no, we can't. No, no discounts, sir. No, 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 no."
We just made him wrong. So what?
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's backwards. But don't worry about it. You know, like I made it. You know, it's all like, what the fuck?
Just get your welder and then unweld it and
Yeah, with a acetylene torch, I like room here and
got my back pocket acetylene, and Ronco.
So I walk away. I go, "This is dumb. I don't want this." Right.
Right. You did want it.
And I did want it. Bad.
You want it. That's right.
Bad. I wanted it in my hands bad.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
Anyway, I come back a second time. I go, "Listen, I'm interested in this."
Oh, now you want it. Okay.
Now I want it. I liked it the first time. I loved it the second time.
Like, $50.
So by this time, some wise-ass Cub Scout has showed up.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Well, sir, you know that in space there really isn't an up or down."
Oh, there you go, yeah.
Faith. So really, it might be correct.
Hang it from your clothesline.
So I'm like, "Well, maybe it is correct. I don't know." So now, you know, I don't know what to think. You know, now I'm all like, because I'm like a C-, you know, science student from college and high school and whatever. You know, I'm not very good with math or science, basically. But right, I'm like, yeah, well, what?
That's true.
Well, no, you have to agree with me. You say, "No, my house, don't like that. Don't, please, don't."
Yeah, you're not very, yeah.
So I buy into the premise. I go, "I will buy full price for this."
Oh, now you're paying full price. Okay.
Full price.
How much was full price? $50.
$50, and I walked away. No,
$20. Was $20?
So as I'm haggling on this.
How much is it?
I don't, well, it's none of your business anyway. So.
No, come on. Tell me, how much is it?
Oh, now you got my wife in here giving me a look.
I need to know.
I went 10 on it, all right?
Oh, you're lying. I can already tell in your voice.
I did 10. No,
no, you did not do 10. You're lying. 25. I can already tell the way he's talking.
Yeah, not while I'm married, Charles.
Yeah, well, how much did you spend on the vertebrae?
Hey, when I sell those whale vertebrae someday, okay, I did sort of lie about those, but that's different. Where are you going?
To pick up your child.
Oh, yeah.
In the storm.
In the storm, yeah. Don't make sure he doesn't have to walk. Hey, put up that screen up, too.
Hey, you're closer.
You're close. So, in the midst of all this, you know, this thing has been spray painted black, right?
Right.
Or whatever. I don't know what they put on it. And I didn't realize I had done this, and I hope my kid wasn't putting me on, but I must have got some on my finger and rubbed underneath my nose.
So you had a Hitler mustache.
Yeah, my son's laughing at me. I'm like, "What?" He goes, "Had a Hitler mustache." I'm like, "What?" He goes, "Quick, rub your nose, quick." I'm like, "What?"
You did that at the hangar one night, remember that?
Oh, my. Yeah, you know, I did that before in college, yeah, when I had blue shit all over my face.
That's right, it was funny.
Yes, my son said I had this perfect Hitler mustache going. I'm like, "Oh, nice. That's all I need, you know."
Der Enterprise shall be upside down from now on.
I will take the Enterprise and we will see what will happen.
So, yeah, also all this kookiness, you know, went on. And
everybody's like, "Oh, my God, Hitler fell in a vat of acid.
He's back from the grave."
Yeah.
And stung like a bee or something.
Yeah, I was going to say he swelled up and he's drooping. He
His bloated corpse is
back. His bloated corpse.
It's like in that Hitler's part two. Oh, my
God. That's the boy from Brazil that was supposed to be offed.
Yeah, the fat boy from Brazil. Right? So... Yeah. So anyway, I did get this garden thing. It is in my garden. It is upside down.
But you don't care.
But, well, I don't know. You know, I have mixed feelings. I go, okay, can I live with it or can I? You know, I was like, man, I'd really like this fixed.
Yeah, so you got somebody to take care of that for you?
So I'm gonna have to find someone with like a torch or something.
Yeah, like a cutter, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's not gonna take much, but it's gonna take a, you know, it's gonna take 2 seconds, you know, if you got the
issue. Cut it and then put it back on the other way.
Just break the weld and just re-weld.
Yeah, I don't know.
Box or whatever it's called.
Yep.
So. Yeah, so that was my whole experience. Pretty much.
Truck Fest is really, I mean, that first year you went was just solid, nonstop entertainment.
I know.
And then in the subsequent years now, this is the fifth year.
I know.
Kind of not doing so well.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, it is what it is. You know, I mean,
it's still fun, but it's
a small town. It's fun. I mean, if you've never done it, you know, I would suggest doing it. But I mean,
yeah.
Been there 5 years. I keep hoping that, like, Chris Pine is secretly going to show up or, you know, Zoe, whatever her name is, Zoe Saldana.
Saldana, yeah.
Shows up, you know, she comes out of the women's restroom. I'm like, oh, my God, Zoe Saldana.
Because that's where you're hanging out, next to the women's rest porta potties.
Well, that's a place to meet women, I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's true. They all got to go sometime.
They
got
to pee sooner or later, man. So
there's so many lemon shake-ups you can drink before you got to go pee.
Yeah. So, it was a good time. I'm glad my kids went. You know, they're getting older now, so, you know, it might be my last trip there. Who knows, you know?
Yeah, I hear you.
Of course, I say that every year. Yeah.
That's true. Every year.
Yeah.
And I think every year I always say I should go to that, and then I never show up.
Nah, you missed your thing the first year, man.
I know, that was the one I should have went to.
I know, you should have. If you had one to pick from, that was the one, man.
I know, true. Well,
never going to happen again.
Nope, they're going to be dying off again here soon. Yep. So.
Next thing you know, I'm going to have to go up to frickin' Field of Dreams and see Costner, you know.
Like, yeah, true. He showed up this year, right?
So. I know. It's like I got to say a Dick Costner or something.
Well, hey, you know.
If it was closer, I probably would have went to that because, I guess, you know, on around Father's Day weekend, Kevin Costner was up, you know.
Yeah, he was at
the Iowa, Field of Dreams. If you didn't hear about that, it made the news a little bit, so.
Yeah, Unka. Wasn't that from Dances with Wolves? Wasn't that the name of Buffalo? Was Unka? Something like that?
Tatanka. I think you're thinking of the Unka Loompas. Unka, Unka, Rupini-Doo.
No, that was
Wonka or something.
Dances with Wives. The guy was going, Unka, Unka.
Unka Charlie, man, he's rich. He's about it.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like a cool time at the Trek Fest.
Yeah, I saw the wrong way bus mowing down people. You know, that was interesting.
That was in episode 31, wrong way bus.
Couple of hot looking women dressed up in character. You know, that was always nice. You know, that was
good. Any green women or.
No green women again.
Oh, man. Gotta have the green women, you know.
I know.
Maybe next year.
Maybe that next year.